Specialty Crop News brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almondboard.com. How will Russia's ban on U.S. imports affect the almond industry? Here's Julie Adams, Vice President, Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs for the Almond Board of California.
Well, the Russian ban that was put into place on a number of agricultural products was in response to some of the economic sanctions that have been imposed on Russia. And so the ban is applied to food that originates from the U.S., EU, Canada, Australia, and Norway. So it's a pretty extensive list of products, and it does include almonds. What we know is that a number of industry members have reported issues with consignments that were either on the water or ready for delivery to Russia. And basically, those consignments have been denied entry. So they're having to be redirected to another port or returned to the U.S. So at this point, the big focus is working with some of the almond shippers and with U.S. authorities, also officials overseas, to see how we can try and address those requirements to divert the shipments in a way that minimizes some of the pressure on industry members, at least to the extent we can help.
She says last year, Russia represented about 3% of the almond export market for a value of about $126 million.
So certainly it's very concerning to the industry. You don't want to see any market shut off, basically, to trade. But it really appears as though the sanctions are going to be particularly disruptive to consumers and manufacturers in Russia who were starting to work more and more with almonds.
I'm Sabrina Hill for California's Real Farm Radio, AgNetWest.com.